My name is Brent Latham. I'm the coordinator of the Ecclesia Project, and it's my privilege to welcome all of you to our Gathering 2012, Slow Church. And as always, I have been attending to details right up to this point, and I sometimes almost need a moment to collect myself. What we want to do in the next 12 minutes or so is get a brief orientation to the conference in terms of logistics, so there are no unanswered questions that persons have. And then I'm going to invite Joel Schumann, the chair of our planning team, to come up and introduce the theme of the gathering. And once we've done those introductory matters, we will turn to our opening worship service with Debbie Gish as preacher and members of Sojourners Church as all of the worship leaders, correct? Church of the Sojourner. If you haven't registered, or if you have registered but don't yet have your folder, you can get that material, and if you owe us money, pay the money with Melissa Benton and Hillary Adams, who are still working our registration table. And we want to thank both of them for that work, as well as in absentia Mary Bowling, who did the early work as registrar. And if you just join me in thanking them now. Your folder has a number of materials that will be helpful to you. One is the Slow Church schedule, and it also indicates in the right-hand columns where things are happening. Basically, if we're all together listening to someone speak, we'll be in this building. If we're in smaller groups like workshops, or if we're eating, we'll be in the student center. The one exception to that is that we'll all be eating tonight in this room as we have a great Chicago-style pizza party. Every person who's registered for the gathering has a place at that table tonight for the pizza party. Persons who registered as commuters are also very welcome to eat any of the meals that we take in the cafeteria on the second floor of the student center, but you will have to pay for those meals a la carte. They're not as much as a steak, but they're not as cheap as McDonald's. This building has bathrooms on the lower level, and they're down the stairs over there. Persons who would need assistance with the elevator, there's an elevator over here, and we simply get folks from the DePaul staff to help us with that. But if you have any troubles with that or anything else, be sure and see me. After our worship service today, because of the heat, our drinks are inside, but we will need to sort of migrate to that end of the hall and out toward the book tables. And if you want to brave the heat out onto the commons patio where there are patio chairs and an umbrella set up, they'll be resetting this room with round tables. One of the things we found about our conference is that sitting at round tables together allows us to listen to plenary presentations and then enter into discussion much more fruitfully. And so that will be our setup for the plenaries as well as for the pizza dinner tonight. The purple insert tells you about plenary speakers and topics and all of the workshops. The blue sheet is materials that we will be using for our Lectio Divina, with which we begin both tomorrow morning session and Saturday morning session at 8:30, led by Chris Smith. We found that to be a very fruitful beginning last year, and so this year, even more fruitful in John 15. Phil Kinnison has prepared for us a wonderful survey regarding the gathering that is already in your folder so that you can fill it out as things are happening. Some people are probably already writing on there fewer announcements. If you haven't received in your packet a full list of the participants in the gathering, that list has been photocopied and is available, and you can see Hillary or Melissa for that. In the same vicinity with them are our three newest pamphlets. We went for a couple of years with no new pamphlets. The last one we had was the Word Care pamphlet that honored Stanley Hauerwas. But we suddenly have three, and there's one for every person who's here, and they are on the table over here by that big cardboard box. In that same vicinity is a sign-up sheet for tonight's coffee house. It will begin immediately following the pizza party. We have a number of folks who have already volunteered, and you volunteer simply by putting your name on there, and if you want to indicate what it is you're going to do by way of performance, poetry, storytelling. Rich Irwin tells me that he tried out several stories on his children. They told him which one to tell, and because you forgot to sign the list, I put your name on there, because I didn't want to miss that story. My wife and I have told your last coffee house story multiple times to multiple people. If persons have questions, please see me, but now I'd like to introduce my good friend Joel Schumann to introduce our gathering.
If I'm moving slowly, it has nothing to do with the theme of the gathering. I picked up a nasty blister walking on the beach this week. What in the world does slow church mean? What is a slow church, and why is that important? Anyone who's spent any amount of time around the Ecclesia Project is familiar with the refrain that discipleship takes time. Faithfulness is a gift, but it is a gift that is hard and sometimes even tedious work. But to reduce slow church to the truism that faithfulness takes time and work is to miss the point, or at least partly to do so. Those members of the project who have been talking for some time about slow church have done so, taking their inspiration in part from the so-called slow food movement. Slow food is not simply food that takes a long time to prepare. Rather, it is a metaphor for the pace at which good eating should take place. Food is to be savored in the company of good friends, with attention to details like where the food has been grown and by whom and under what conditions. Potential analogies to the church are hopefully apparent. To that end, I quote one of our sagest members, Kyle Childress, who writes, "In a world addicted to speed, violence, and the immediate, we worship the God who walked with his people for 40 years across the wilderness, sat with his people for 70 years in exile, attends to the impoverished and down and out, considers the lilies of the fields, loves this world enough to become human, died on a cross rather than kill, and took 3 days to be resurrected. Known among us in broken bread, poured out wine, and a gathered people, we abide in him, and in so doing, we are learning to abide with others and with all creation." So, we want to emphasize that we see slow church not as something faddish. Rather, slow church is a way of talking about the pace and rhythm at which God forever calls us to be together as the body of Christ. Hence the subtitle, Abiding Together in the Patient Work of God. God works deliberately, sometimes painfully so, to form a people whose life together bears witness to God's reconciling and restorative work in the world. God invites us to abide, to dwell in, and to draw life from that patient work. The planning committee, whom you'll meet later, has worked hard to develop a program that puts flesh on these bones. Each of the plenary addresses speak to a different aspect of the patient work of God, as do the workshops, which address topics as diverse as farming and food, patient economics, congregational formation and deep economy, community development, technology and friendship, and vocation. And our Lectio Divina for this year is John 15, which will help us explore what it might mean to abide in God's patient work. And so I invite you to enter into this year's gathering. Sometimes being at the EP gathering can be like taking a drink out of a fire hydrant. There's so much that comes at you so hard and so fast. So I invite you to take time to savor what we're learning together, to enjoy it and to enjoy one another's company as we abide together in the patient work of God. Thank you.